Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
The grace of accomplishment. It is not all who set out to pursue an objective in life that accomplish it. Some start very well, then something happens, and they never finish what they set out to do. Some start school, but later drop out. Some start a business, but have to abandon it for some good reasons, in quote. Some get married, then have to run out of it. Some have had cause to abandon their children and family. It is not starting that really matters, but finishing what you start. Most times, finishing well and strong requires the God factor. It takes the divine to consistently succeed and finish whatever in life you start. The special grace of the Almighty God is required. And may the Lord release that grace on all of us in this meeting tonight, in a special way, in Jesus' name. Grace for accomplishment. There's a grace that comes upon a man's life. That grace not only helps you to start, it also helps you to do what? To finish. There are some of us who are struggling with abandonment. You touch this, you drop it, move somewhere else, and so on and so forth. Tonight that yoke is being broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You start PGD, and it's becoming too tough. Children, complain, you abandon it. Open university, you don't finish. It's a yoke. That pattern, God will break it in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are families that ladies don't stay long in their husband's house. Firstborn marry, after some years, is coming back home. Secondborn marry, is coming back home. Thirdborn marry, is coming back home. And you think it's a fruit of the Spirit. Whom do you want to resemble with that? That's not God. That's not the will of God. In the light of the above, serious thought should be given to the following issues in order to experience divine accomplishment in whatever you start to do in life. Number one, you must learn to always be in the will of God. Learn to what? Always be where? In the will of God, whether in career, whether in marriage, whether in business, in every area of your life, if you want to start and accomplish, learn to always be in the will of God. This is the starting point to finishing whatever you begin. Being at the center of God's will is a critical step to finishing your project in life. So before you start that building, that business, that trip, that marriage, make sure you are in the perfect will of God. Without this, you will struggle and suffer. Worse still, you may even bring shame to the name of the Lord. A major reason for Nehemiah finishing on his mandate was because he was at the center of God's will. finished my master's degree in 1989. Served in the then Cross River State. While in Cross River State, God came in a meeting like this and said, "Son, it's time to go to the ministry." And I said, "Yes, Lord." I said, "But God, please give me permission to go and do masters. I promise you, once I finish masters, I will go to the seminary." And God granted me that request. So I got to UI, finished masters, 88, 89 session. I said, "God, permit me to do a PhD. When I finish a PhD, I will go to serve you. I will go to the seminary." Was still, God told me, I told my parents what God was saying. Firstborn. They said, "Why do you want to leave certainty for uncertainty?" And it was a tug of war. So I started the PhD program without God's permission. God, who knew what was in the heart of man, before the result for the master's program came out, God showed me my result. I saw the exact score. And I knew with the score I had a 57%, I needed a 60% to cross to PhD program straight. So I had to do what they call MPhD. So I did all the coursework, did the seminar work, did all that I need to do. I was asked to come and defend my thesis. And lo and behold, my supervisor, who came from my town, a Baptist professor, something came on him. I believe it was God, not the devil. He first of all graded the project. It was supposed to be over 30, and he gave me 22 over 30. Then the two courses I did was also graded. I had a good score that already pushed me to start a PhD program direct. But the secretary called me the second day and said, "Segun, come. Something is going wrong. Your supervisor has come back to withdraw that project and he has changed the mark. From the 22, he changed it to 16. So that showed that there's a problem. So I got to the defense room, started the then Minister of Finance, Professor Sholeye, was our HOD. Wonderful presentation. So they asked me to go out, and for the next 1 hour, there was fight between the teachers. Some are saying, "No, this boy must be allowed to go." Others are saying, "No way," over their dead body. At the end of the day, they called me and they said, "Sir, you have tried, but we are not allowing you to continue with the PhD program." I should have seen the handwriting on the wall, isn't it? And pack my load and go and obey God. The Son of Man continued in UI. So I started the MPhil program. Now, since I couldn't do a PhD program again, they said you have to do an MPhil. So I started the MPhil program. And I struggled with it. God will show me dreams that this journey you're embarking on is going to end in futility. Leave this place and go to UI. And go to the seminary. I won't listen, no. I spent 5 solid years on that project. I finished after gathering. I was working on HIV patients. You know, those are just the days they were just coming out. Traveled to several locations, whether Luto, Ogbomosho, everywhere to interview AIDS patients. Did all the work, finished. Banded the project, submitted. External examiner was to look at it and fix a date for the defense. One day my supervisor called me and said, the external examiner sent his feedback and said the candidate did excellently well, but we will have loved him to concentrate on this aspect, this aspect, this aspect. The implication of that but was that I have to start the project all over again. At that point, I went back to God. And God spoke to me from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Said, the Lord said to Abraham, look at the word, get out. You know, you are reading it as ordinary word, but for me that day, it was get out of UI and go to the seminary. So that's a passage, one core passage of my call. And I left. See, I was looking for PhD, isn't it? But it's not the will of God. And it ended waste of time, waste of resources. I was a fellowship pastor for postgraduate students. Pastor Phil. I organized retreat for all PhD students. All of them were passing, they were graduating, wearing robe. Me, we organized prayer and fasting for them. Failure. That project is banned, but I never defended it. It's still there to today. When you start a project that God does not have a hand in, it is doomed to fail from day one. I know what, when the time now was ripe in the mind of God for me to do a doctoral program, effortlessly. Effortlessly. Within 1 month, I applied to school. Admission came. While we are celebrating, thank God, though, admission had come. About 2 weeks later, I got a letter from the school. I never applied for scholarship. I didn't know anybody there from Adam. And they said, we have decided to give you a scholarship that covers your tuition, covers your accommodation, covers everything you need to do on this campus for the next 4 years. So all I needed to spend in America was just living expenses. I had accommodation. I had scholarship. So if you ask me, most of my colleagues that I've recommended to go to the same school, when they come and say, what was the school fees? Sincerely speaking, till tomorrow, I don't know the school fees. What took several people, at least I know somebody who spent 11 years on the same course I went to study. I left Nigeria June 4th of 2010, and I returned to Nigeria June 5th of 2013. I finished my PhD program in 2 years. Unbelievable. When the hand of God is in a matter, when you're in the perfect will of Jehovah, the lines will fall unto you in pleasant places. I've now arrived in Nigeria when the school wrote me and said, we want you to be supervising students for us. So I now joined them to supervise other PhD students till today. I have some students I supervise for that college till today. Excuse me. The secret is what? Be in the will of God. Once you're in the will of God, I can guarantee you, you will finish. Nehemiah came to a project, and I believe that others have attempted it. I believe several people have come on the scene with the intention to rebuild that broken walls. But because it wasn't God's will for them, they couldn't make it. But when the man was in the center of God's will came, in 52 days, things turned around. Sister, don't say, Pastor, I've been waiting and waiting. This one will just come and make I manage them. They know they manage marriage you. You go the patch. And when you know if you patch again, what you go do? You back out. When we are the center of the will of God, no matter how rough it is, you are sure of finishing well. Hallelujah. Can you hear me tell your neighbor, be in the center of God's will? Hallelujah. Number two, watch out for Satan's schemes. A great man of God once said, for every new level, there are new devils. For what? Every new level, there are what? And you need to come to that realization. In church growth principle, there's what we call the growth barriers. A church that is having 50 people, if that church will become 100, there are barriers that she needs to break. A church that is 500 and count 600, 700 need to break certain barriers. And you are here also tonight, you are aspiring to get to the next level. It won't come cheaply. There are barriers, new devils to be confronted. And Nehemiah experienced that, isn't it? The Nehemiah experienced devils. Devils incarnate in the persons of Sambalat and Tobiah. This tortured Nehemiah. They harassed him. They intimidated him. They did all kinds of stuff to making sure that he never completed his mandate. Thank God that Nehemiah was not ignorant of their schemes. And we see that from verses 1 to 9 of our passage. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nehemiah engaged them physically and spiritually through bold confrontation, physical confrontation and prayers. And God gave him victory over them all. And he was able to complete the project. May the Lord help you complete all that you have started. In Jesus' name. Number three, resolve never to give up. I'm here to see a project that will not face one challenge or the other. As a student, you will face challenges with your studies. Difficult teachers, difficult subjects, bullies. In marriage, we face challenges, and some are facing those challenges now. On your job, there will be challenges. Even in the church, you will face challenges. Am I lying? Even in the church, you will face challenges. I'm not yet up to 1 year in Ikoyi Baptist Church, but in my mind, I've resigned more than 10 times. I'm telling you, I still told them at the council yesterday, I asked myself sometimes, what am I doing here? If not, I've learned that it's just good to be in the will of God. I'm telling you, I've resigned more than 10 times. I wish actually I'm not preaching this message I'm preaching tonight, because it's a message I'm preaching first to myself. Because as I started preparing this message, God said,
I don't catch you. Say, I've caught you. Amen. 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 When you come out of the meeting, Adeleke has done this, so Adeleke has scattered the church. No more doxology in the Ikoyi Baptist Church. He's not allowed them to sing doxology again. He has scattered the church. People call from all over the place. That pastor don't come to church and don't scatter everywhere. I say, God, have mercy on me. Everything, Adeleke, Adeleke, Adeleke. Adeleke is the one doing one service, one service. It's not allowing us to do service. Everything is Adeleke, 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 Adeleke. I say, we can't complain in church with this. Everything, complain, complain, complain. I say, these people, they are Israelites. So sometimes I wish I don't hear some things, but when I hear, I say, God, let me just pack and go. But I discover I can't go anywhere until the will of God is accomplished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. grace will fall. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook at Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.